Get First Day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card, buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll be on the phones a ton. We'll try to be as creative as possible. I think there's some years that it's really obvious. You know, the handful of guys you're going to target, the sellers are obvious. I think this year is going to be a year you kind of have to be a little bit more creative. There's not as many obvious sellers, and there's a bunch of teams that are sort of in the margin. So we have to challenge ourselves to think about things differently. But I like what we have on the field as well.
That is Jed Hoyer on Marquee talking about the upcoming trade deadline coming your way this Thursday. It's hard to believe that we're just a few days away from a lot of teams possibly turning things over around, whether you're a seller or a buyer. We're back on Rahimi and Harris, Mark Grodian. Layla will be back on Wednesday. A reminder, we're broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Mark, looking around, there's so much going on with baseball, but it's not just the trades that are picking up the headlines today. I know you saw something very interesting happening in the city of brotherly love that was almost becoming the city of brotherly shove or close to it. Is that am I overstating things?
I mean, probably, but it was getting to that direction. And yes, the story from Jeff Passan on ESPN.com. Sources, Philadelphia's Bryce Harper cussed out Rob Manfred in meeting. Here's what Jeff wrote. Philadelphia Philly star Bryce Harper stood nose to nose with Rob Manfred during a meeting between the Major League Baseball commissioner and the team last week, telling him to get the F out of the clubhouse, close quote. If Manfred wanted to talk about the potential implementation of the salary cap, sources told ESPN Today. The confrontation came in a meeting, one of the 30 that Manfred conducts annually in an effort to improve his relations with every team's players, that lasted more than an hour. While Manfred never explicitly said the words salary cap, sources said the discussion about the game's economics raised the ire of Harper, one of MLB's most influential players and a two-time National League MVP. Final graph here. Ahead of the expiration of the collective bargaining agreement between MLB and the MLB Players Association, December 1, 2026, multiple owners have stumped for a salary cap in MLB, the only major men's North American sport without one. The MLBPA vehemently opposes a cap, which it argues serves more as a tool to increase franchise values than to lessen the game's large disparity between high and low spending teams. So, again, baseball will not be played in the year 2027, is it?
Yeah,
is that the dread year?
I would be shocked if they played baseball in first of all, a full season of baseball would be shocking. Even a partial season at this point.
In 27.
Yes.
Right.
I would.
This is heavy, dude. This is heavy.
It's heavy and it's real because the salary cap is a real thing that owners want.
It's a real thing. And I think it can't be understated, those last couple of lines there, too. It's the only sport in America that doesn't have a salary cap. And salary cap results for leagues like the NFL have been pretty good.
And Bryce Harper, he's fighting for the rest of baseball. Because Bryce Harper's contract runs through the age of 38.
He got one of those contracts, as we may recall.
He got a deal, which is something crazy in the fact that it's a 13-year, $330 million contract, which you could argue is peanuts. It is value because he wanted to be a Cub before he wanted to be a Philly. And the Cubs were not putting that kind of money on the table because they had never signed someone to a deal that was worth even $200 million.
Well, we don't know if he's going to be good, that Bryce Harper in the next 5 years.
And now he's only making, in a declining deal, by the way, he's only making like $27.5 million a year, which is, would the Cubs sign up for that today? $27.5 million for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely they would. Uh-huh. But you're looking around right now as we get closer to the trade deadline, here on Raheem and Harris, Mark Grody in for Layla. And we're looking at teams that the Cubs might be dealing with and might go after. And I said it last week. I was like, when you don't take two or three from the Royals, you're keeping them alive. And now as we look at the major league standings.
Are you telling me that the Cubs resuscitated the Kansas City Royals and that's why Seth Lugo is still there? Really?
Seth Lugo is signing a long-term extension, according to the aforementioned Jeff Passan, to stay in Kansas City.
Cubs.
As the Royals find themselves only four games out of a wild card spot. And so what I tell you, Grody, is we're in a situation where the next 3 days could determine still whether these teams even considering selling or they just stick with it. Like, what if the Marlins win the next three games in a row? They've already, you know, so won a couple of series since the All-Star break, which have been pretty impressive. The Marlins are only six games out of a wild card spot right now. Now, the Diamondbacks are already sellers. They got rid of Josh Naylor. Eugenio Suarez is going to end up somewhere. And the argument I would make is, don't give up the farm for Eugenio Suarez. But at the same time, you have to try to get Eugenio Suarez, because if he ends up on the Brewers, it's going to hit you doubly. One, you could have had him in your lineup. Two, now he's on the Brewers, yeah. And he's a Cubs killer in your division.
Yeah, that would really suck for the Cubs. But I do think it makes sense that the Brewers would be less inclined than the Cubs to give up prospects because Milwaukee lives off of their prospects.
They can always just go get some more, right?
More so than most franchises. It's a small market team that they have to think like that. So there's only some, unless the Milwaukee Brewers, and this would be their own self-evaluation, really think that they have a legit shot to win the World Series, which they might, then they have to be tentative about whether or not they want to give up on prospects, because that's how they do what they're doing again this year when they're not supposed to. I want to ask you this question, though, too. When somebody like Eugenio Suarez, what to you is giving up the farm? Does that mean like you wouldn't give up Owen Casey?
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't. Okay.
No, it's a straight rental when you're talking about Suarez.
If it was a rental of a pitcher, would you be more like, I'm just trying to figure out your parameters here. Is it because it's not a pitcher that you wouldn't give up? Because I think we got to be careful here about how much we value Owen Casey. We've all talked up Owen Casey. The Cubs have done it, and that is premeditated. They've got to get the name out there. We're all sort of obsessed with it. We have no idea how good Owen Casey is, and he's not even like some sort of elite prospect who is a no doubt abouter. So I am not as concerned about giving up a guy like Owen Casey for somebody like Eugenio Suarez, who can make that much of a difference and can help your team win the World Series. Like, I don't think this is a super prospect.
I think for Owen Casey, I think he is a guy that you look at him and you think he is Kyle Tucker insurance, first and foremost. Because what would you say your percentage chance of Kyle Tucker re-signing in Chicago is what?
Oh, man.
What would you, like
40,
right now?
40.
40. 40. That's less than half.
It
That's
is less than half.
50-50.
Yeah.
That's, you're out here, you're not even giving yourself two-face.
Yeah.
You know,
I just think odds. That, I think that, no, I understand what you're saying, that like Owen Casey could be part of the future. I think that it's not going to be like some big upset if he's not around next year and you don't have Kyle Tucker. The Cubs are a big market team that can go and get somebody to play the outfield. It's not Kyle Tucker. It wouldn't be Owen Casey, and that would kind of suck. But to think that it's like this huge loss if the Cubs don't have Kyle Tucker and Owen Casey last year, I don't think you could think that way. I just don't think so.
Okay.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So you're saying you're willing up to give give up Owen Casey for Eugenio Suarez?
I would do it. And I know like this is the easy example to go back to, but and it's different. But the Gleyber Torres in 2016 was a bigger time prospect than was Owen Casey. If nothing else, by the fact that he played the shortstop position, you get Aroldis Chapman in here, and yes, there's no doubt that he has had Gleyber Torres has had a nice career. But nobody misses him, and I think it would be similar with Owen Casey. Even if the Cubs don't win the World Series, I just don't think he's that guy that's going to someday burn you, and you're really going to regret it, even if Owen Casey has a nice career in Major League Baseball.
The nice thing about the Diamondbacks being sellers now straight up is that you can really look at guys like Zach Gallen. You can look at some of the other pitchers that they have, relievers, and say, this is a legitimate team that we know is selling. We can get in here and get some of these guys. My question is, how good are those guys going to be?
Yeah, well.
And when I look at Zach Gallen's a great example, right?
Uh-huh.
And then Merrill Kelly as well.
How about Charlie Morton, Adrian Hauser, all these guys?
So my thing is, according to the Bob Nightingales, the John Haymans of the world, Hauser's not getting that much like interest in terms of hot. Like people believing in him for what the Cubs need. And remember, I've been a guy who's always said, just get two pitchers, go ahead and go get two of them.
Right.
Just one guy to
rank
just
and file
eat innings. Yeah. Yeah. If Adrian Hauser is your rank and file,
mm-hmm.
I think he has the upside that makes him worth going and spending a prospect on and just getting him from across town. You just saw what he could do firsthand, right?
Friday night.
And he can get you outs. They want out getters is what I've been told. And in a seller's market where there's not these elite outgetters, the top guys, I think that makes more sense. In terms of giving up an Owen Casey type,
mm-hmm.
I'd much rather do that with the second starter that Miami has, Cabrera. Go get a guy like that you can have under control.
Okay.
That's what makes sense.
You want a little bit more of a guarantee. I got you. No, I
guarantee
I get
for
it.
Years to come
I
as you try to build
it.
Your team going forward.
I see where you're coming from. The only prospect that I look at and say, I wouldn't want that guy taken, and I get maybe this is old school thinking, and the Cubs are kind of built on offense. The pitcher, Jackson Wiggins. Like, I don't want to see him going. Isn't he their top pitching prospect? I don't want to see like their top pitching guy go. But like bats, I'm not as concerned about that.
So bats, you're not concerned about.
I'm just
about.
Not as concerned. I wonder if we're going to see, how's old Moises Ballesteros doing?
Like, he's still doing his thing down there? He's just doing his thing down in AAA.
God, I'd like to see that bat back up here at some point in time.
In place of who?
Well, I don't
know. That's the question when you start saying stuff like that.
Oh, I'm not saying like as a permit, but just put him on your bench. Like, I want to see, like, could he be, because you still need more surprises, I think. Like, there's been a lot of nice surprises for the Cubs this year, but you got to have that postseason bump. So, I don't know, man.
85 games for Moises Ballesteros.
Yes, sir.
Batting .331 with a .393 on base.
Oh, okay.
Better than Brujan.
The slug is .496.
You and Brujan. You want to get this
Brujan
takeoff?
They play different positions.
Brujan is one of the worst baseball players I've ever seen. If you're trying to win a World Series and Vidal Brujan is on your team, you're not going to win the World Series. He absolutely sucks.
This guy.
That is a strong statement from Robbie Triano behind. That's why we keep him behind the glass. It's got a kind of a fishbowl.
I'm about to break the glass and give the Brujan takes.
This guy wanted that on 5-on, and I'm like, you know what? Let's not put it in 5-on because we're all just going to trash the guy. It's not really a debate.
But why is he playing third base? Like, error.
I don't know what to tell you.
He doesn't deserve to be on this team.
He's fast from first to third. He can run. He's really good at running from first to third.
We can find a fast person. We can sign Usain Bolt.
You got to have that Quentin Berry type of guy in the postseason, the guy who could just run.
It's mean to Quentin Berry to compare him to Vidal Brujan because Brujan's that bad.
I will leave you with this. Vidal Brujan, he's on the roster. He probably won't be later this season as early as Thursday, I'll say, or Friday, however, whenever they make the moves that need to be made.
Brujanzi?
But Matt Shaw has a career-high 9-game hitting streak. He is slashing .444, .464, .963 slug.
Mm-hmm.
12 for 27 with 2 doubles, 4 home runs, and 10 RBI during that span. That's since the All-Star break. That's what Matt Shaw has done. He has been unbelievable. That would not preclude me from going out and getting Eugenio Suarez for the right price.
Nor I.
But I'm just telling you, this is where we are, and I can't wait to see what the Cubs do pull off between now and Thursday.
Get first day ready the right way, whether the waterworks are theirs or yours. From home to school and back, stock up with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. Because back to school also means back to sniffles and sneezes. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are soft and absorbent to stand up to runny noses, to keep you and your family clean and comforted as the school year starts. This back to school season, be prepared with Kleenex Tissues, the classroom essential that teachers and students can rely on. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex. Visit Kleenex.com to learn more.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You've finally broken loose from work. 3 friends, 1 tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Summer's here. The days are long, the weather's perfect, and your time should be filled with fun, not vehicle maintenance. Thankfully, with complimentary Ford Mobile service, you don't have to take time out of your day to take care of your vehicle. That's right, from oil changes with the works package to brakes, batteries, tire rotations, and more. Ford technicians can come perform expert service right in your driveway. So go ahead and stay poolside and let Ford Mobile service come to you. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit fordservice.com for important details and limitations.